Hey there, welcome to the Never Run EMS podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Lapidula, and thank you for listening to the introductory episode. What is the Never Run podcast going to be about? That's a great question, and I'll try to answer it the best I can without pigeonholing myself too much. There's a lot of amazing podcasts, and first and foremost, I've been a connoisseur of them for ever since I went to paramedic school back in 2019. And they're all the ones that you've certainly went through on your way here. All the great educational ones really brought me a lot of solace as I was going to paramedic school. So what I want the Never Run EMS podcast to be about is about the career of the paramedic and sprinkle in some education in there as well. So where did the name come from? Well, I believe that if you ask us what our job is as an EMT, critical care, critical scares in New York, AEMT, paramedic, flight paramedic, first responder, all the above, firefighter, everybody. Everybody rides lights and sirens somewhere, or rotor, or fixed wing. Our job is all the same. Our job is to show up to a chaotic situation, and in that otherwise chaotic situation, bring a sense of calm in whatever capacity we are there to serve. That is what a first responder does. And I don't know about you, but on my first precepting journey, I was running on scene and my preceptor said to me, "Hey, we don't run. We do not run." And he said it just like that. And that always stuck with me as probably the first lesson that I really learned stepping into this journey was to never run, to always bring calm to an otherwise chaotic situation. So that's where the name came from. You have to ask yourself, if you're the one who called 911 and the people who showed up to help you, if they're running, well, you're going to ask yourself, where are they running from? And that's never a good situation to be in when the people that are there to help you are panicking themselves. So that's where it came from. And never run could be never running from a lot of things. And we'll delve into what I think some of those things are in future episodes. So what is the podcast really about? Well, I believe that this career is unique in that there's a lot of things that we can optimize within this career to serve us outside of duty, right? So there's been a lot of dissatisfaction with this career for a long time. And I believe that this career is very unique in that we can increase our happiness in life because of some of the nuances that really are only found in EMS, such as a schedule where we're not working 5-7 days a week, right? I believe that some of those ways that we can optimize our life are more ways to make money. We're going to talk about that in future episodes. Our autonomy allows us to enjoy the career more in that we don't need a 4-year degree or 16 years of experience to be in charge in the back of an ambulance. You need a certificate saying that you are competent enough to act in the acting role of crew chief in the back of an ambulance or wherever you're serving. And I think that not having to go through middle management to get to the top of the career ladder is really a benefit that this job offers. So that being said, there's a low barrier to entry, and this job is very accessible to a lot of people. And the schedule allows itself for a lot more free time than a lot of other jobs. When we are off duty, we're off duty. Of course, unless we're volunteers, right? But there's a lot of great uses for that extra time that aren't just pressing the OT button, and I want to talk a lot about those. So time to get a little bit more specific. A couple of episodes that I have coming up. Origin stories. I look to places like Reddit for a lot of inspiration. Why did we get into this job versus why are we in it now? I think it's really interesting to see why we started in the career versus why we've continued on in it. An episode called Besides Overtime, other money-making opportunities that work really well for medics. And I'll give you a hint, it's doing what you already know how to do, right? Clickbait titles. I got a bunch of those coming up. Should you go to nursing school? Should you go on to nursing school? You know, you get that third cousin at your family reunion asking, "Hey, are you still driving ambulances?" And then you recall that some of your peers have gone on to become nurses, doctors, PAs, so on and so forth. Well, should you go to nursing school? And is that indeed a step up? I want to talk a lot about that. EMS is a job versus a career. I think that there's a big difference in our mindset when we're working our jobs with the mindset of a career versus a job. I want to talk about what I think EMS is. Going straight to paramedic school out of EMT school, is that something that you're looking at or you did or considered? I want to learn a lot about what other people's experiences were of going straight to paramedic school versus waiting. I waited 3 years, and I only did so because a lot of my peers told me I better, and I think they were wrong. I want to talk about why I think that is. Were you placed on a performance improvement plan ever? I was at one of my jobs, and it was somewhat life-changing in some really good ways and some not so good, right? I really like to discuss my view on that. And lastly, I have one episode, a little bit interesting, disarming phraseology. A lot of different terms, a lot of different things that I've heard people say over the years to calm their patients down. Some of them are hilarious, some of them are sweet, but they all do a great job of disarming an otherwise agitated patient. And they're just a lot of fun. I want to share them with you. So lastly, to get back to the thesis of what the Never Run podcast is to be about, I want to answer the questions, what should an EMS career be? I think it should be an enjoyable career. I think that we should enjoy going to work and working in our profession. I think it should be a lucrative career, and that doesn't always mean hitting that overtime button. And lastly, I think EMS should be and uniquely can be part of a well-balanced breakfast, a lot like breakfast cereal. EMS shouldn't be our whole lives, and like being part of a well-balanced breakfast, having too much of it isn't good either. And I don't think it has to be. Regardless of what we make, if it's high, if it's low, if it's medium, I think that we could create a rich life around this career in a very unique way. So in conclusion, I hope to touch upon a lot of these topics in the future. I hope that it provides you some enjoyment. I hope that you will let me know what you would like to see on the podcast after a couple of episodes. And with that, I hope you enjoy episode 1. Thank you very much, and never run.